We're back on with Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrega. Thanks for more of your time.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Kind of the opening hunting season, in my opinion. Early goose season opened up. You said you heard some shots earlier today, and I know there's a ton of geese around right now.
Yeah, the numbers are high for the locals this year, so.
Well, that's good news, and I know a lot of folks were pretty pumped up to hear us talking a little bear, hear us talking about some of your new product lines, like a full Garmin dealership that you're doing there now. And I'd like to actually talk fishing with you, because I heard that the Keweenaw Bay reports have gotten better.
Yeah, they have. The last few weeks, the fish have been in the bay or close to it, but just pretty lockjawed. But in the last few days, they've picked up. They're catching a mixed bag, kings, coho, some browns, and then also the lake trout and the splake are still around. And so we're pretty optimistic with the south wind and the west wind coming in the last few days and a lot of rain. It's really picked up, and I imagine it'll just get a little better. So,
well, let's talk about how deep of water they're finding these fish in. And is there any difference between the browns, the cohos, the kings? Are they in different spots?
No, not really. It's kind of a mixed bag. They seem to be spread out just in the water column, all from top to bottom from what I've seen out there. And so you just got to keep searching the multi-depth until you find the active fish. But they are coming in shallow now, especially with the rain. They're fishing on the mud lines and just being able to get in that. And that's a little shallower water. That's in that, you know, 40-foot mark. You know, so the fish are any place on that edge of the mud and fairly shallow, but they are still moving in and out of the deep water throughout the day. So,
how about talking about baits or types of techniques, things like that, slide divers versus planer boards versus downriggers, any of that stuff?
The downriggers seem to be not as effective, especially in the shallow water. But if you are putting a downrigger down, put a slider on there, because that may be just a ticket to get that mid-depth range. Dipsies are working, but it seems to be getting a little further away from the boat. Get some planer boards out there and get some lead core. If you can get down 4, 5, 6 colors, you'll be in good shape, I think, if you're out, you know, 50 feet away from the boat. So that seems to be working. Mostly spoons. Now, I think that some guys are probably trying to start with some bait and some flashers and flies, but I haven't heard if they've been picking up or not. It seems to be blues seem to be the ticket, but it kind of changes from day to day, and it's the water clarity, so it's hard to say.
Awesome. Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrega. Looking forward to talking with you more as we get into hunting season now. You know, this weather pattern for sure definitely got a lot of folks into the hunting. And goose season's upon us. Bear season's upon us. Let's get after it, huh?
Sounds good, boy. It should be a great year. Get out and enjoy it.
This is The Outdoor Show.